皆さんこんにちは、菊地由美のポッドキャストです。今日は2011年11月17日、私はハワイ島の、自分の住んでる町コナの反対側にあるヒロというところに来ています。ヒロにあります、コミュニティカレッジの、ジャパンデイで、講演をすることになっています。これから日本の学生を中心にハワイの方たちに、福島で起きていること、そして、どうやってこの放射の汚染から身を守り生きていくかということについて、レクチャーをいたします。それでは聞いてください。ありがとうございます。
So I'm really grateful for Yoshie-san who's inviting me to see, because this is very dear to me, and to tell you what's going on in Japan is affecting Hawaii. I want you to understand radiation doesn't stop in Japan. Radiation will go beyond Japan and come here HawaiiWest Coast, East Coast, and all the European countries. Now it's come back to Japan. It's going around the world so many times. So we will be dealing with this radiation. I think most of the people for 30, even 50 years from now on. If you want to know how much radiation you are getting, there is a network called radiationnetwork.com.And they are measuring every day and actually every minute. I was going to show you where the radiationnetwork.com is. But if you have an internet connection, you can really go and check yourself. And Hawaii, there's two places in Hawaii they are measuring every day. One in Kona and one in Hilo. And Hilo is lower compared to Kona. Kona is much higher.And Japan is about 18 CPM. The measurement they use is CPM, count per minute. So it's the number of radiation molecules pass through that counter. So it's the CPM they're using. We in Japan, we use microsievert per hour, which is a different unit. So you can't simply compare the numbers. But in Japan, there are people, American people measuringusing the same Geiger counter, CPM. And Tokyo today was like 18, and Kona today is like 30. You see? So you will be amazed, where are those radiation coming from? I'm not sure, because radiation doesn't have a name. You know, I'm from Fukushima, I'm from Chernobyl, I'm from Nevada, you know, it doesn't have a name. No name tag, so you don't know where the radiation is coming from. But Kona is high.Hilo always low. Hilo is like between 0 and 10. Sometimes 20, there are peaks and heights. But Tokyo is much lower than Kona. So it's really frightening. I'm really wondering where those radiations are coming from. And what I was going to show you today is this one. I'm sure here are lots of Japanese people. Let me see.No, not this one. Not this one. And this presentation is in Japanese. So it's in Japanese, but I'm going to try to explain it in English as much as I can. It's not working. Okay. Try again. I'm sorry, taking time. Something's got the file. I think maybe this one. Can use this one. Okay, so here's Fukushima power plant, yeah? Before the March 11th. And this is what happened. I need to make it big. How do I do that? This one, yeah, like that.Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and the biggest damage, the number 3, unit 3, they had the plutonium, you know. Most of the power plants in Japan are uranium power plants, but number 3 had the plutonium as a fuel. So plutonium is something, you know, you want to know where they are, because you don't want to have plutonium inside your body. This is plutonium-239, and the half-life of plutonium is 24,000 years.So once you are exposed to it, you inhale it, they stay in your lung and forever, yeah? 24,000 years of half-life. And what they will do is they will create cancer in the lung. So, I'm really worried about number three, frozen, and how far the plutonium went. I hope it's not here yet, but it's quite heavy. Plutonium is heavy, so it doesn't go very far, but we found it outside of the Fukushima area, like, even 100 kilometers, there's finding some plutonium. So, I'm very concerned about number three. So one, two, three is meltdown. Number four is no fuel rod, but sent fuel explosion. And this is the regulation, yeah? In Japan, you have WHO, World Health Organization, has like water, drinking water, is 10 becquerel per kilogram. But Japan is 300 becquerel per kilogram. So Japanese people are 30 times stronger against radiation, yeah? Compared to the rest of the world. Something like that. So our regulation is much so diluted, so loosened after March 11. That's why I cannot trust my government. Yeah. And what happened in Ukraine and Belarus after the Chernobyl accident, they admit this one, even nuclear expert, the pro-nuclear people admit they had the cancer of thyroid amongst the children. They admit that. This is the only thing they admit, you know, this is caused by radiation. And what I studied is called tsunaguhikari.jp. This group is trying to evacuate as many pregnant women and children from Fukushima area to Okinawa. Why we choose Okinawa is Okinawa is furthest place in Japan that has no... There's no nuclear power plants, there's no radiation, and also no earthquake. So we are moving some people from Fukushima to Okinawa, which government should be doing, but they're not doing theirs. Instead, they're encouraging them to go back to Fukushima. So this I already talked about, you know, the number of earthquakes in 30 years, zero in England, France and Germany, 322 in the United States and 3,954 times of earthquakes more than magnitude 5. And Japan has full of earthquake faults, and most of all the nuclear power plants in Japan has a earthquake near earthquake fault or on top of earthquake faults. And all the nuclear power plants had regulation about you know, trying to make it strong against the earthquake, but they can only, the strongest one is this one, 600 GAL. GAL is another unit of the actual movement of the earthquake, but it can only resist 600. That's the strongest one we have. And other ones are much lower, like 180 here, and it can never stand the earthquake. And this is the actual radiation. The contamination, the red is the strongest contamination. And this is the area, 20 kilometer area, they evacuated immediately. And this is another one, some of the people evacuated. But now the government is telling you can go back to here. It's safe. I don't know why it's safe. It's very, very... And this is another map of radiation, how the where the most contaminated. So the strongest contamination went to northwest, this way. And many people evacuated from this Minami Soma to Iidate here, from less contaminated area to higher contaminated area. And the government had this data, but they didn't share it with us, you know. They hit it for about 2 months. So all the people during that month, they're more exposed to contamination. So that's something that happened in Japan. The government didn't disclose all the information. And I try to understand their, you know, their thinking. They don't want create panic, they say. They don't want to cause panic situation, and that's more dangerous. So they didn't tell us what's going on, where the contamination is. And they didn't even admit the meltdown. So I was one of the few journalists in Japan. The day the earthquake happened, I was saying, if there's station blackout, there'll be meltdown. In 90 minutes, it starts to melt. I was saying that. And I was called all kinds of names, yeah, by saying that. You know, you're a liar or whatever, yeah. And the government didn't disclose that information for 1 month. They hid it from us. And 1 month later, they admitted it was meltdown. And this is Mr. Hayakawa Yukio. He has this way of telling his child what to do with 2 microsievert, 1 microsievert, 0.5 microsievert, 0.25 microsievert per hour, what you could do. This is very interesting because he's a scientist. And he says 0.5 microsievert, you cannot play outside, you cannot buy food. You can go to a restaurant and eat one time, it's okay. You can spend the night there, okay. You can pass that time, it's okay. You see, 0.5. 1 microsievert, you can eat, you can go stay outside. You can sleep, you can pass. 2 microsievert, you can pass, you cannot even sleep. But that's, you want to remember that, you know, somebody who has ideas about religion, he's giving this way of understanding what you should do about radiation. And to me, where I live in Japan is Chiba, and my area had 0.1 to 0.2 microsievert per hour, which is okay to live, but if you have minor children, you have a concern. But 0.5, I get very nervous. 1, oh, I don't want to be there. So Hawaii is sometimes 0.5. You know, like when it's 30 or 40, it's quite high. And I don't know where they are coming from. I don't know, you see. Radiation has no name, so I don't know. But you better check yourself, radiationnetwork.com. These are nuclear power plants in Japan. There are 54. There are quite a few, yeah? I live here in Chiba, and this is Tokyo. And we have them all over Japan, and it's so many earthquakes. I want them to stop all of it. So what can we do? The already contaminated area. What I'm doing in my farm in Japan is I planted himawari, sunflower, and nanohana is canola. They will absorb cesium from the soil. And you can use the oil because it doesn't go to the oil. You can use the oil for biogas. And you can use the rest to minimize or to... You can't really clean the soil, but you can move the radiation away from the soil and put it in one place. That is something we could do. So I'm doing that. And it's not really a solution. The only way is to wait that the time passes. Like cesium is 30 years, and strontium is 29 years. Plutonium is 24,000 years, and iodine is only 8 days. So if you wait longer, the radiation will decrease. So the time is the only way to reduce radiation. And now I want to talk about why there are so many nuclear power plants in Japan. In Japan, we have a law called Sokatsu Genka Hoshi. I don't know how to translate. The more the utility companies spend more money, the more profit they will have. That's the law. So if you invest bigger amount of investment, you have bigger return. That's the law. You can put everything into so-called Sokatsu Genka Hoshi. I don't know the name of it. But instead of making hydropower, which is $100 billion cost, you better make 500 billion yen of nuclear power plants, then you have bigger profit back. So in Japan, instead of making cheaper investment, we always prefer to go to bigger investment because you have bigger profit back. So that's, and also all the electric company in Japan is a monopoly. We don't have competition anywhere. So where I live, I can only buy electricity from Tokyo Electric. You can't choose it. I don't know about here. There's only one company here? Okay. You better have some competition so that you can choose from. I want to buy from nuclear. I want to buy from hydro. I want to buy from solar. So if you have that kind of system like Europe, there's no way that nuclear industry can survive. Nuclear industry in Japan is heavily subsidized, and we spend about 95% of our money, all R&D research and development money, into nuclear industry. So almost all our tax money goes into nuclear industry instead of going to renewable energy. So it's really sad. And I have concern about Hawaii. Hawaii's energy, 85% of Hawaii energy to 90% coming from outside, or mostly oil. Now you can really invest that money into solar or geothermal or wind or tidal, all those things, or even biogas. That you have quite a few cows and animals, you know, waste you can use into biodiesel, biogas. So I'm hoping to make Hawaii more sustainable that way. Anyway, this is all in Japan talking about. I already talked about this. And we have, this is a figure we were told, how much, you know, nuclear power plants is the cheapest, but it's not true. This is a government figure, okay, by the government data. The Energy Chosakai, Genshirokubukai, is a Japanese government official's data. And this year's figure, it's nuclear power is 5.9 yen per kilowatt hour. Hydro is 13.6, and petroleum fossil is 10.2, LNG fossil is 6.4, and coal fossil is 6.5. So you see that how competitive nuclear power plants is, yeah? That's a government figure. Then we did real studies, yeah? And they have double standard. Here is real cost. They say, Hatsuden Genka. This is also from the government data we found it. And they actually say 18.7, 19.7, 15.1, 10.4. So actually, it's about 13.9. It's not 5.9 yen. They were hiding the real truth from us. So they have one figure for our public acceptance figure, which is 5.9. And they have real data amongst themselves, which is like 13.9. So now I'm talking using this number. So nuclear power plants is the most expensive way of electric generation in Japan. So this is the real figure now. Nuclear, fossil fuel, and hydro. And nuclear power with Yosui is another hydroelectric power in Japan. When you're making nuclear power plants, we have energy surplus, so we make two dams in the bottom and up in the mountain. And we use the surplus energy during the night and to pump this water from the lower dam to upper dam. That's called Yosui Hydro. And this is, you don't have it in the United States. I guess this is unique to Japan. And that's actually not generating any power. It's like throwing away energy. But we will have it because we have too much power during nighttime by nuclear power. Because nuclear power plants, you can't shut down and turn on, turn off. You can do that like other power plants. So as a result, Japan has the highest energy cost in the world. And, you know, electricity, you can't really, you can't save it. You can't accumulate, save, how does Kamelua Nanji, what do you say? Save electricity, yeah? So you have to generate electricity when you use it. So that's the problem with Japan, yeah? I have to stop now. 5 minutes, okay? I will go quickly. So in Japan, there is time in summertime for summer peak time when the temperature goes up 31 degrees Celsius. Everybody uses air condition and everybody you watch TV watching play baseball, high school baseball. And then the energy peak happens during summertime. And that's about 10 hours a year. So 10 hours a year, there's sometimes we have shortage of power. So that's the time we need to think about and what to do. But there's a way. And here's another table about, this is a fossil fuel we have. And this yellow dot is our maximum power usage in Japan. This is hydro, and this is nuclear. Red is nuclear. So actually, we can do without nuclear powers these days. You see that? We don't need nuclear power. Even if we stop all the 54 nuclear power plants, we can still have enough energy. So what we've been told for years and years, we can't live without nuclear power plants, that's not true. So that's what I'm talking about, because people do believe, everybody I talk to believe, well, nuclear is dangerous, we don't like nuclear, but we need it. For 30% of energy coming from nuclear power plants, so we need it, and that's not true. So I'm proving that from these, you know, figures I got from Tokyo TEPCO and the government data. So we don't need nuclear power plants. Period. Sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna running, and I wanna have some questions from you. Oh, these are the this is a cool one, you know, the wind turbine. This is a new type of wind turbine, and made by Kyushu University, University of Kyushu. And this one is as much electric generation as one nuclear power plant. And this is another one from Iceland. It has lots of geothermal. And when you go to these geothermal power plants in Iceland, it's those. A machine made in Japan. It says octopus in katakana. So all those machines, the best renewable energy technology is from Japan, actually. But they are not operating in Japan. It's very strange. In Japan, all the strongest and most prevailing one is the nuclear power plants. We don't see any renewable. You know why? Because R&D, 95% of government money goes to nuclear, not renewable. This is another one, Gyrodynamics company. They make a very good tidal power plant. This is very safe and environmentally friendly generator. And this is a small hydro. We have those water streams everywhere in Japan. We can make so much energy using that. So, oh, there's another thing. Why you don't hear what I'm saying? What I'm not lying in all the data I'm speaking from government data. But you don't hear what I'm saying in Japan. Do you know why? Because of the advertisement fee. The TVs and newspapers, they are reliant on advertisement. And the biggest advertiser in Japanese media is electric companies. But they're the biggest. Far bigger than Toyota. Far bigger than Panasonic. They're the prevailing. So they're the biggest power to control what to say, what not to say. I remember one time I was on a news program called Asamade Namateregi. It's a famous debate program. I was one of the, you know, anti-nuclear person being on TV and speaking about the danger of a nuclear power plant. Then, you know, immediately after that, I really, you know, banned from appearance on TV because I really spoke accurately about nuclear power plants. So, it's true. So true. The electric companies has so much power over Japanese media. What you can say, what you cannot say. So what I'm talking about today, you never hear it on TV or on the newspaper. Never. Oh, I think I'm done for today. Here's some ideas what you could do as a normal person. You can really save energy in Japan by changing the most energy efficient appliances in your home. And how much is your electric bill? Anybody? How much is your electric bill? More than 100 or less than 100? More than 100, yeah. You can really make it less than 100. You know, I am about 100 and can produce even more, you know, by using less energy. There's a way and you could do it. So I'm a family of four and I'm also trying to grow my own food. How I need to make your own food. You see, this country, this state of Hawaii has so much energy, so much good soil and land, and you're still importing 85% of food from mainland and other places. So, to me, it's very wasteful and unhealthy. So I have a small house with garden of about quarter America, maybe, or less, one fifth of America. But I'm going, within a year, I'm going to make my garden sustainable, to eat just everything from the garden, except for rice and some staple food. So once I prove that, I will invite you all to come to see my expanding garden. And my dream is to make Hawaii sustainable. So join me in this effort to make Hawaii first sustainable, then all the United States, Japan, and the world sustainable. Mahalo. Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah.
If anybody has any questions, I'm going to be here all day and all night. Anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer that. But did you know that Japan's radiation is still leaking today? You don't hear any news, yeah? No news about Fukushima. It's leaking continuously, never stop. It's never stop. Leaking, it's not so much, but leaking every day, gradually, every day, every day, every day. For more than 9 months, yeah? 8 months? 8 months. It's sad. Leaking means we are contaminating air, water, soil. And we are all connected. There's only one planet. You see? We really have to. If anybody wants to know about health, what you could do, what to eat, I have a lot of information how to be healthy in those nuclear age. We have to live in this radioactive environment from now on the rest of your life. So we need to know what to eat, what not to eat. And if you have interest, you Google my name and you will know a lot of information on my website.
Thank you.
Yeah, no questions? I'm done. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, once again.
Thank you so much.